All right, boys.
Adding it. One and a two and a let's go, fatty. You got some piece of camera equipment on the table, by the way.
Hey. Couldn't thread the needle.
Hit three things and dropped it.
Yes. This guy's looking like Joe Burrow, huh? Come on.
Shut up. I don't care. You got like $8 on the game.
That ain't true.
I lost the jihad last night. Zip it. Let's
Did
go.
Did you really?
Yeah, shut up.
Let's get into it.
I don't care about fucking your 72-game parlay.
Keep it in. Go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to those hard motherfucking feelings, baby. I am your host this week, coming at you over here on the patreon.com/RUGarbage, www. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin James Ryan, my co-host, coming at me.
Boo!
Are you booing yourself?
I don't like this guy.
try living with him.
You guys hate me. You think I like myself?
I don't hate you. I love you.
Really?
What? And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, H. Foley, let him hear it, the big man.
What up, gang?
How are you, pal?
I'm chilling, man.
It's good to see you.
It's good to
see you.
I
haven't seen you in a while.
Toby's fucking got a gambling addiction. You and I have been at the tables. You just said you dropped a jihad last
Well,
night.
Well, it's fucking airing out my personal business. Ladies and gentlemen, Toby McMullen.
I'm down 400.
We're tanking over here.
You're all caught up. Now, we sell a product. We have a sponsor to this chicken sandwiches.
What?
All this stuff, all this betting, it's the same thing as the kid showing up with the poker chips 15 years ago. And everybody playing fucking on the river. What's it called? Texas Fold'em. Whatever the fuck. Texas Hold'em. You don't know what you're talking about. You're doing these crazy parlays. When the fuck have you seen a rugby match? What are you doing over there?
I love rugby's really fun. You ever seen rugby live?
What? Take that commie shit down under.
I have not. No.
What am I, Men at Work? Beat it. What? No? Men at Work? Popular 80s?
I know.
Do you know them?
I know them, yeah.
Love that one song he does on Scrubs. I can't get to sleep. I think about the inspiration. And what'd you lose? Where was your nose wide open at?
Rivers Casino down there in Delaware Ave.
Back again.
That was live.
No, was your dinner last night?
Yeah.
You were all over the place.
Yeah, I get around.
I thought you had spots last night.
I had spots Friday night.
Then you got up.
Which I want to get into.
Then you got up and went down to Philly.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man.
For the guys, the guys' meal. My boys, my homies.
I know that we get drunk in towns, which we had a great time. Kansas City, Springfield, St. Louis. We get drunk in these places, and after two true drinks, I'm like, I want to stay. Man, moving back down to Philly would be all right. For a weekend, I guess.
I know.
I don't know.
You don't know. I caught a nice one. I got down there, stayed at a beautiful hotel.
Where's that?
Called The Element by Westin.
Really?
Very nice. Over there, it's like 1441 Chestnut Street, right next to Broad.
I'm a Westin guy. I like a Westin.
Very nice. I got at hotels tonight or whatever it is. Like, you know. Checked in that day. You get it. It's mad cheap.
Sleeping alone tonight.
.com. Very nice. Very just nice, clean. Because you get some of those fucking hotels in Philly are fucked. I checked into the one and checked right out. I Googled it. It said, we do not have bed bugs. I'm like, that's enough for me. I've seen enough.
I say that same shit.
Yeah. So
those things in your room are not bed bugs.
So went down there.
That's a lantern fly. What are you talking about?
The birds in Germany visiting family. I'm going over there tomorrow to meet up with her.
Scoot and Boogie.
We got a wedding to get to.
You got the passport?
Got the passport.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on your six over there.
Yeah, you got your formal lederhosen lined up?
I do own lederhosen.
Keep on your
do
six.
Do you really?
I went to Oktoberfest.
You got to bust those out at some point.
Wait, the guy wears, you wear a pantyhose?
Lederhosen, it's called.
They're pantyhose.
No, it's like a leather,
it's like overalls, like shorts with overalls, kind of.
Oh, I thought they were pantyhose. But don't you wear white things underneath, white pantyhose?
What?
And a thong?
No, you wear that and a button-up shirt, like I wore a red checkered shirt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you're thinking a girdle or grundle.
No, I have a girdle.
Great. I didn't know you were German.
I had to use for working out for a little bit.
Cool.
Because I had a little thing.
Right to hear.
Not no more.
So I went down, had the dinner last night. We went out to, it's like Mulhern and Sons or something like that. I had gone once before with the bird.
Okay.
And this is where the guy, I ordered the pizza and the chicken. He goes, "You're having both." Remember that? I don't know.
Yeah.
If you, and he gave me some fucking French dude. It was fucking fantastic. One of the best meals I've had in a, you know, whatever. Very good meal. It's a good, it's tough too, because you got good company. We meet up at Flips before. We're having, you know,
pops.
Six Bud Lights or whatever. Hop in a car. Bada bing. Head over. Check in air. Couple of fucking stiff drinks over there. The app start comes. Great. Good hang. A lot of laughs.
I like a stiff drink.
Then we went over to the casino. I lost some money over there.
Was that predetermined? We're going to go to the casino?
Yeah, there was a fight on last night.
Oh, Canelo.
Yeah.
Triple G.
Fucking.
Who won?
Not me.
Oh.
Big Lahou Zahair over here.
TKO.
I took by win anything by knockout. Or, yeah.
Who'd you pick?
Canelo to win by knockout, TKO, or
and what
disqualification.
Happened?
Went the distance.
Ah.
Got you out of damn points there.
Those little guys go to distance.
I know, but, you know, that was the only... Listen, I don't know anything about betting. I don't even bet that my son. I say that a lot.
Did you go to the tables?
Yeah.
Roulette?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what you do.
Yeah.
That's the most fun. We have good times.
Sure.
The most fun I have with you, the coolest you are, is at the tables. Is that crazy?
Maybe that's the coolest you are. Do you ever think of that?
I'm pretty cool.
Do you ever think I'm not cool because I have to deal with your uncoolness most of the time?
Yeah.
Lashing out at me for no reason.
I used to hate you in casinos. Now I love you.
He's
the most patient with me at the tables. This now, really? It's nice.
I'm a nice guy.
I love that roulette table. God, I got the fucking. It's
yeah,
all right.
I lost.
You got to play it cool, though. You go in, you put a little down, you see if the table's hot. The table's hot.
The problem is, we went in.
You got to walk away.
We caught a cold one right away, cleaned me out. I said, you know what? Let me get two beers in me, get my head straight over
here.
That's
a smart move. You step away.
Yeah, went over, cash back in, cleaned out quickly again. But then.
How do you get cleaned out? You put down a couple hundy.
Yeah,
they give you $5.
I don't know. What are you missing here,
they
dude?
They give you $5 chips.
Yeah.
It's only two. But you test the waters.
Yeah, so.
I might be the greatest roulette table player of all time.
You are the size of a roulette table. I'll give you that.
They're real slow with them drinks, though, I tell you that.
That was another thing. Also, I don't have the itch to try to win it back, which I used to, which I'm happy about. Does that make sense?
It's complete pleasure.
I go, all I want to do is catch a heater. For the fun, because we're there with the boys and me and, like, you're slapping hands, you're humping each other, you're having a good time. Me and Pat sat down, but didn't click.
Ooh, he's a good time.
And we're like, all right, fuck that. We go over to the next one. I try again.
Big Ant ain't too shabby.
Big Ant's a good dude, too. So we're trying. It just didn't click. And I go, all right, let's just go get fucking beers. And then Pat's like, let's put some money on the fight to watch the fight.
If it's nice and clean in
there.
And
we just, it was nice. We sat at an empty empty blackjack table, like. You know, it was like the six of us or whatever.
I got you.
Posted up with just, we all have beers. You're in a nice, big, comfy casino chair. And the screens, you know, the size of a fucking building. Just posted up there, two, three beers, hanging out, watch the fight.
If the casino's clean and the air's good in there, it's a nice time.
Sure. It's a good time. I don't, but it's also like, we just went, I mean, we went wherever the fuck we were, and then we went in Philly.
Yeah, once every
Yeah, and then I'm like,
months.
I did it again. Like, we just did it again a week later. I'm like, this is not,
yeah.
It's just not.
You can't be casino people.
No. And, like,
no.
Even when I walked in, I'm like, I don't like that. I'm like, I just, it's just not my vibes.
But we should hit the tables tonight.
I'm so down.
Go out there. Go out to Empire.
Nah, that's a shitty one.
They're all shitty.
I'm saving it for Vegas.
What? Ooh, fuck. I forgot about that. We're going
fucking
to
fucking nose
Vegas.
Wide open.
Shout out to Mr. Gomez.
But I do have, want to get into something. I kind of lost my cool at a show over the weekend. Really lost it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was I there?
No.
Okay.
No, we had a nice time.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Oh, on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, the road
great
was great.
Time on the road.
Shout out to everyone. Also, there was an incident in St. Louis about a guy who ended up getting kicked out and he got arrested.
Wow.
everybody's been DMing me like, dude, I'm so fucking sorry. St. Louis. He's like, that guy, there's a lot of meth going around St. Louis right now. There was a guy. Yeah, there was that guy was an incident. But
I've done meth before. I had no inkling to fight anybody.
I don't know.
Blew a couple people. Talk to me.
So, because people tweeted, then people asked. So there was a heckler, I guess a heckler. He was yelling out for Tommy, yelled out during Toby.
Nah, he was quiet during me.
Oh, really? Yeah. And then he got to me.
For whatever reason, they yell at Tommy, they're cool with me, and then they come back for you.
Yeah. You're like an electric bug
I zapper. I always get them.
You're like an electric bug zapper.
It's always my thing. So I go, I just said, it wasn't even like, I went to Europe or something. And he goes, fuck Europe. And that's how it started. I go, do you think I'm European, sir? And like that gets a big pop. And then the security guard comes over and says, like, hey, man, I got to give it to the club. It's not the club's fault. The club is but fucking Johnny on the spot right away.
It'd be funny if it was so American. Security guard comes over. Hey, dude, no jokes about Europe.
Yeah. I don't know if you read your contract, but this is a USA crowd. You can say Kentucky. We'll let that
Folks, he meant Canada. He's joking. No one is going to Europe.
The guy came over and like tapped him right away. I was like, "Hey man, you gotta come back here." I think he was just trying to My idea was like he wasn't gonna kick him out.
That guy was all right. Shout out to Dan.
Yeah, he was
Louis.
Great. So he fucking handled it, and the guy goes, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry," and that got a laugh because like he immediately bitched up. He like yelled, "I'm a fucking American," is what he yelled. I was like, "All right, dude," and then the guy goes, "Hey man, you gotta be quiet." He goes, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." Like he like really bitched out. So I started making fun of him for that, and I think that really hurt him.
Uh huh.
And he goes, you got him an American, I got whatever. And he starts screaming, so then they kick him out. He goes outside, he waits, I'm assuming for me or anybody.
No.
No what?
Not you.
I mean, what information do you have to...
Because he was at the show, he knew you.
Nobody, no, he was
trying
not
to fight KJ.
He wasn't a fan.
He was just a random guy.
100%.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was for sure either waiting for like the security guards that threw him. He was waiting.
Send the French guy out.
He was waiting for confrontation to come out. He wasn't a listener. He wasn't a fan.
Huh.
No way.
Just crazy.
Everybody messaged me. He was like, dude, that dude was so fucked up, so on meth. So, he was going around slapping everybody five in the bar. They were like,
we usually only get the
out.
Bozos and the homies at the shows, which we fucking
which we love. And in the past, there has been one or two guys who have like gotten too drunk and too excited, and then like,
yeah,
and they come up and they go, dude, my bad.
No worries.
I started drinking. I go, dude, no sweat. Buddy, no sweat on that. That's how I know he wasn't a fan.
Catch
you
on the next. Catch you on the next one. Ticks are on us.
A fan wouldn't have done that. That guy was just fucking nuts. That guy was crazy.
Okay.
So he waits. Then the fans start. The homies start. The homies and the bozos start fucking rolling out after
the
show.
Yeah, they do.
And now they go, you fucking puss. Like, they're yelling at him. So they start, it gets into it. The cops come. Guy ends up getting arrested, I believe, for a DUI.
Yikes. There's a couple of those homies that you don't want to cross.
The one dude, that big fucking Santa Claus dude, stood up and goes, why don't you shut the fuck up to the guy? I'm like, all right, you calm down, too.
He looked like he would pound you straight into the ground.
Shout out to the homies and the bozos. They were ready to go.
Yeah.
They woke up and chose violence. They were ready to go at the drop of a dime.
Hence the name, the Army of Garbage.
Uh-huh. So that was
dope. Is real.
So then,
you ever got your ass kicked by a guy in JNCOs?
You ever get beat up by a guy who had his mom pick him up?
You ever have your credits go down because you're getting the shit kicked out of you?
I didn't get it. But so then we get back, and I have a spot. Friday night,
Luke, cut that.
I have a spot Friday night, and I don't want to say the place, but a smaller.
The Taj Mahal.
A smaller venue.
Red Rocks.
You just learned what Red Rocks is, too.
Nuh-uh.
2 weeks ago.
Cool.
Agreed.
Wait.
So, what?
Do I know this place?
Yeah, just don't focus on the place.
Yeah, it was the International Space Station,
yeah,
dude.
Just
shut up.
Don't focus on the place.
Bombing in zero gravity.
So there
I'm bombing here now in plenty of gravity.
There's extra gravity around you. I feel myself getting pulled closer to you.
That's a joke I did about you.
When?
I said, your head's so big, you should have other little heads spinning around it.
It's not the same joke.
My tongue touched the mic.
Well, that was a real mature response. So I'm at a show.
I'm all jacked up on Red Bull.
I'm at a show. The host goes up, and there's a woman in the front crowd. There's a couple, right? Young, early 20s-ish, no way over 25, I would say. And she starts yelling out. They're in the front, dead front row, like seats.
Host is on stage.
One and two. Host is on stage.
Good host?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's chirping and yelling and like answering other people's questions, like just too involved, right? To the point where he goes, "Hey, listen, you gotta calm it down. You know, you can." He does the very good pro thing. You can, you know, if I'm up here, you can talk to me, but when I'm bringing the comics up, you really got to be quiet. No, you know, no talking back to them. The whole bada bing, bada boom. She's still chirping, and it's like getting like aggressive, and it's out of sync. It's like not when asked something. It's like, you know, she'll just like throw
stuff. What's the boyfriend doing?
The host had said, you know, "Hey, you gotta help me out with her." You know what I mean?
First thing.
And he goes, "Oh, yeah, I've been trying for 3 years. I can't do it."
Now, listen, you fucking pussy. Shut this dumb fucking bitch up, or I'm going to fucking kill the both of you.
Okay. This ain't your mother's feelings, all right? This is hard motherfucking. Jesus Christ. Jesus.
That was about somebody who cut you off 50 years ago, dude.
Shout out to that pussy in the fucking Charger. Some guy did it to me on a Jersey Turnpike. He was speeding up behind me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. You have a Charger.
Oh, that guy was also in a Charger?
He was in a Charger.
Okay. I got an iPhone Charger around somewhere. I got a Charger in my Kia.
I saw a Kia SUV this weekend.
The Tellurides or whatever. Woo! They look nice. It's so funny. They've really done a 180 in their thing because they never tried to look cool before. I think the first time they tried. My car is not cool, but
they're Korean designed, manufactured in the U.S. Correct?
Mexico.
They're pulling a real Stefan or Kel.
Yes, exactly.
I just want to make sure none of that money's going to Bin Laden or anything like that.
No, I think my car was the first one to be like where they're like, "We're trying to make this look cool." Like it was like more stylized than their previous ones. Still, just looks like a regular car, but a little more contour and flair to it. Then
they also changed their logo and smushed all the letters together so you can't immediately tell it's a Kia.
I have the old logo. I want the new one.
Isn't the 1K going the other way,
it's
too?
Like, it's all connected, kind of.
it's pretty tight.
Just and it's black. It's real subtle.
Just mushed it all together.
Mine stinks. You can read mine from a block away.
Loser.
So whatever. No, but they really like... fucking really made to have like the full moon roof, the whole nine. It's like really nice. They've really tried to position themselves as a better car.
All right. So back to the club.
So host does a great job. Hey, like,
and can I just say,
sternly says, you got to shut up. You know, don't talk to the comics, the whole nine yards.
For the sake of hard feelings, mm-hmm. My girl would have elbowed me in the face.
If you were doing it.
If I was doing that.
Oh, of course.
I mean, how much fucking pussies are fucking, these guys, I can't do nothing. It's, don't you.
I know. So go ahead. I watched the host set, which I shouldn't have done. Because now I'm just in a bad mood. I'm just watching this and I'm like, I fucking hate comedy. I hate everything. It's bad. So I watched that. Or like a portion of it. You know what I mean? So now I'm fucking mad. Next comic goes up. Good comic, does his thing.
Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
It's just someone coughs and you go, "Shut up!"
I mean,
this guy's having a seizure. Let him die. So I got a lot of dumb Italian friends. It's a good joke.
Okay. All right.
I had to do one of your setups.
Sure. I see how it is. So, host or the so then the
I feel like the knives are coming out very slowly.
The first comic comes up. He does like he just presses the gas and just fucking mulches.
Big doesn't fan give
him,
of that.
Doesn't give him the time, beep bop and scatting.
Big fan.
But then opens the door up. He fucks up and opens the door up and they're all ask them something.
Them specifically?
I forget. I don't have all the fucking details. There's now a dialogue going, right? And now She's even chiming in when the dialogue isn't there and a bit about another. Just commenting on fucking every little thing. Oh, I went to the bus yesterday. Ah, yeah, the bus. I've been on the bus for just that kind of shit. So.
What are you, a fucking idiot?
It's bombing. Everybody's not doing great shitting on her. Like, it's like not. It's not even
well,
like
sometimes
helping the
that
room.
Scares the flock. Sometimes people don't like that.
Of course.
They want her to shut the fuck up. They paid money. They want to enjoy the show. And then, yeah, it gets anxiety. The comic said isn't funny. It's just all
but it's tough because each comic, I'm talking at this point, she has spoken 15 times by the time I get on stage. 15 times she has unprovoked yelled out or commented or said something where I'm like, this is fucking, first of all, somebody from the room should go up and go, hey, you have to stop talking.
Somebody from the room?
Yeah.
An audience member?
No.
Oh, security.
Somebody who's running the room.
Yeah.
There's multiple staff members.
That
hasn't happened. So I go up and I go, one more time for your host, everybody. And she goes, I like your shoes. Before I even say anything, like, I like your shoes. And I go, oh, I've heard about you. And that gets a big laugh. So I go, okay, I'm just doing my bit. Fucking chimes in. Just like little fucking just noise. Just like, oh, okay, yeah. Oh, my God. No. Like that kind of shit. Just like.
Is she drunk?
She's a dumb bitch. I don't know what she is. She's probably, I mean, she's drinking.
Yeah.
So she says, I don't even know. What I said, I don't know what she said, but I lost it. I go,
you're fat in middle school.
I'm trying to think of what she said.
She hit you with some real personal information.
I don't have the confidence to wear that jacket. Fuck. My wife, Nadine, hit me with that. I had a stupid like hat on in the winter, and I'm like, oh, it's something. The night I met her, I'm like, you like my hat? She goes, I think you want to be the guy who does wear that, but you don't have the confidence to. And I was like, okay, I'll just.
On your first date?
I mean, yeah, it was the first night I met her, yeah.
She knew he was a loser the second she laid eyes on him. What are you talking about?
She's sharp, though.
Nothing without that broad.
So.
That's. Awesome.
Neither one of us.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
All three of us, to be honest with you.
I was thinking that today. Our lives would be drastically different if there wasn't a German influx of cash.
We would have came up with the money. I would have went on the street for it. Went to some of my old associates back in the day.
I was going to do that. And yeah, that was going to be a 10% in perpetuity.
Yeah.
You can do a podcast with no knees.
We would just have to keep a suitcase here from time to time. Yeah.
Make sure we're here Fridays between 3
and
5.
And keep our new shit. Yeah. I did that back in the day one time.
What? Got money off the street?
No.
Got insulted by a German woman?
No. My roommates were out of town, and I was in a bad spot, and an offer was made, hey, if you let me stay the night at your place and do a little, you'll get this, this, and this.
Sure.
Yeah. Nerve-wracking 24 hours.
Yeah. Broker in the deals. Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Stash house.
Yeah. Sorting facility.
Sure.
Really what it was.
Sure. Import-export operation.
Mm-hmm. All I had to do was sit there and watch TV and not get shot.
I had buddies in college. This kid just had a lot of opium.
I was talking about drugs, you know, yeah. That, right?
This kid had like a lot of opium, and he didn't want to keep it in the
opium.
Yeah, he didn't want to keep it in the dorms, so he goes to my buddy.
Where'd you go to high school, college in Shanghai? What are you talking about? Opium?
But you've never done opium?
I have.
Yeah,
yes.
So what's so crazy about that? This guy was selling opium.
We did it once.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was like an opium dealer. I think he got his hands on a bunch of opium. He was like, I'm going to sell opium to people that want to do it once.
Huh.
Yeah, that's not, yeah, I mean, yeah, there wasn't like a sitar playing or something. It was, I mean, the guy, it's like mushrooms. Like nobody
a Shadow Puppets movie going on?
Nobody constantly has mushrooms, but like, you know, when they get a, you know.
Didn't you say you watched Once Upon a Time in America? Were you telling me that recently, the Robert De Niro movie?
No, that wasn't me.
Okay, a lot of opium in that. Go ahead.
But whatever. So he was like, hey, I don't want to keep it. And my buddy's like, oh, you can totally keep it at my place. It was just like a large. My buddy's place just turned into an opium den for like 72 hours. And the kid came to pick it up, and it was like, you know, I don't know the weight, but it went from like 4 pounds to 3 ounces. And he's like, I don't know what happened. I think it shrunk in the freezer or whatever.
Like, humidity's really bad in here.
It's yeah. 9 guys sleeping. Yeah, a bunch of colonial soldiers OD.
It's just a haze of a cloud.
Bunch of redcoats laying around. All fucked up.
Wacky, wacky world.
All right.
So I've whatever.
How many comics in are you?
I'm the second comic. So it's host comic me. She's talked 50.
Host gives you the warning, hey, this is going to be a
I
problem.
Watch. Yeah, I mean, we're everybody knows. The audience knows. The comics know. I, you know, everybody knows. The people.
Friday night, what time of night is this?
10:30.
Temperature's what? 74 degrees?
72, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Breeze?
Got a light casual jacket on.
Light cash. Okay.
So whatever. She says something. And it's like the fourth or fifth thing to me. I'm probably 3 minutes in. She said 4 or 5 things at this point. And I forget what the last one was, but I go, you got to shut the fuck up. I go, you need to shut the fuck up. And she goes, Z-b-b-b-. I go, shut the fuck up. I go, you need to stop talking. I go, you know what? Get her the fuck out of here. I said, get her the fuck out of here. And the people are in the back running the room. I go, can we get her the fuck out of here? I'm like, this is crazy that we're dealing with this. I'm like, get her. And she goes, I go, you need to shut the fuck up. I do not care. I said, get her out of here. I'll pay for the fuck. I'll refund. I'll give you any money. Get the fuck out of here. Just get out of here. And at this point, it is dead silent in the room. Like,
I'm hard as a rock right
dude,
now.
Dude, it is.
I don't know what you're talking
it
about.
It is. The other comics, I could feel them being, like, they weren't even like, yeah, they were like, this is a lot. Like, this is.
It's not a lot.
I know.
It's not a lot.
I fucking agree. At what point? Do I just, at what point?
What does the boyfriend say after you told his girlfriend to shut the fuck
nothing.
Up?
Nothing. I looked him dead.
Multiple times.
I looked him dead in the eyes.
Could you have taken this guy?
Yeah.
Also, on an average day.
I'm higher ground.
And you got the mic stand.
Yeah.
And I'm high on opium.
You're higher ground. You don't have a bow and arrow on you.
Yeah, but he's sitting down. I mean,
take away the Hulk factor.
I would beat him up, yeah.
Okay.
I would assume. I mean, I don't think he knows Krav Maga or something, you know?
Craig McGraw.
Or Taekwondo.
This guy popped up with some crab rangoon.
Ooh, shout out to it. I remember discovering
he
crab
was
rangoon.
Asian, so that does make sense.
Was he?
He was Chinese and she was Korean.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Love a crab rangoon. Crab rangoon.
They're fire.
Oh, they're so good. All right, so go ahead. So you tell this lady to shut the fuck up.
Minimum 6 times. And now.
What does the staff do? Do they start acting on it?
When I say get her the fuck out of here, I told her to shut up 6 times. I go, you got to get her. I'm like, you got to get her the fuck out of here. Like, what is this? Why are we? And like, because now I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't want to sound like a fucking pussy, but it's like, it took me an hour to get here. I'm fucking here. We're doing 10 minute spots. The pay is not fantastic. It's like. It's like, you know, it is what it is, but it's like, why do I have to fucking, someone can shut this, why, I'm not a fucking open micer. Like, it's like an ego thing, but it's like, why do I have to sit here and placate this woman who's ruining, now at this point, 3 professional comedian sets she has made worse.
There's that, I think about that, you're 100% right, but I also think these other 40, 50, 100, 200 people
didn't pay to fucking see you.
Dude, they sat in traffic to get there. They took the subway. They made plans. They paid for a fucking babysitter. They want to forget about their problems for a night. Fucking hang out, watch some fucking comedy, get something to eat, fucking get their dick sucked in a cab or Uber on the way home. I don't know. Have a fucking nice time. Yeah. And people are too polite to, you know, sometimes the crowd's like, shut the fuck up. But sometimes people are like, I got to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And they just sit there and
deal with it. They don't want the confrontation. I get it. You know, I totally get it. But it's also, too, like, Louis said it best.
Somebody's got to be the bad guy.
And it was me. I just go, I don't give a fuck. Also, like, I don't care if this place never books me again. It's like one of those things. I'm like, I don't fuck. Like, not that they will, but I'm just going, like,
this is crazy.
I go, I don't fucking need this. And this, I go, I will die on this hill. This is the hill I'll fucking die on.
Did they bring you up to the Stone Cold music?
By the way, just so you know. As of late, I've been looking for a hill to die on, to be honest with you.
So I'm going, I go, I literally hits me, I go, this is fine. I go, hey, listen, you all fucking don't like me now. So at this point, well,
hold on. What happened?
When I go get her the fuck, I go. You got to get her. Go. I don't care. Just get her out of. Get them out of the room. I'll pay for the tab. I'll refund the tickets. Just get the fuck out
That's
of here.
That's a real strong flex, too. I like that.
I'll
pay for their tickets. I'll fucking pay for the drinks. Get this fucking stupid bitch out of here. We're saying bitch way too much, but it's fine.
I know, yeah, it's in a character.
It's up there with Lart.
This next character is how I actually feel.
This next character. This next character was me on Friday night.
But it's up there. It is. It's.
But it's also like embarrassing.
Hold on, the ring it comes out of your mouth. It's up there with fat ass, lard ass, fat tub of shit.
Sure.
Dumb bitch is pretty good.
It stings. But it's also the thing of fuck. I was just making a point too. You're on stage and that's happening. Like you're. It's a very vulnerable moment of like, I now have to deal with it. Like I don't have to. I have to do my job as you say. I have to do my like with you interrupting. You know what I mean? Like comedy's hard enough already. They start yelling out, saying stuff. You say something. It's like you're embarrassed. You're fucking. It's not what you want to do. You know what I mean? It's not what you fucking signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you don't want to look like a fucking idiot. So you're trying to be nice and polite. You don't want to come off as an asshole because you have to in 10 seconds. You got to be funny again. Like it's a very wobbly balance.
I would assume the rest of the set didn't go fantastic.
So I was just like, yo, and I go.
Did they get her out?
So at this point, they come up and they're like, hey, you got to be quiet.
Be
you
know, quiet.
Be quiet. And I go, so they don't kick her out. And I also want to go like, what the fuck kind of? I don't need any authority or power, but like, I know what the fuck I'm doing.
I have my back.
I've never done this once before. I could see if every show I'm like, get them out of here. Get them out. I've never done it. I've never done it. So it's like, at what point can you be like, oh shit, let me listen to Kevin, a professional comedian who knows what. And I'm like, this is for the betterment of the show to get them out of here, you know? So I go, listen, I'm sorry. So they kept her there. I go, I'm sure I come off very likable now. And like nothing. I go, quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. I go, that had to be done. I said, you're ruining the show. I was like, I'll jump on the grenade. I'm like, the show will be better now for the other fucking comedians. I'm like, whatever. So I was just like, started doing bits. At that point too, I want to go like, they don't want me there. I don't want to be there. I should have just been like, that's my time. But that's a pussy move, I feel. If I were to be like, that's it, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
I'll stand up here and take the bomb for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll go, I want to go, this is how little I give a fuck about what you people think. As I'll sit up here and do new material for you for the next 7 minutes. And I did. And I bombed.
For the record, I care what they
think. No, I ended up doing, you know.
And she just sat there. What'd she do?
She sat there just fucking stone-faced.
No, not laughing?
No.
You got nothing to say now, huh?
No. But it's also like,
and what'd the boyfriend do? Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing.
If somebody didn't want me, I would. Come on, let's go. Let's just get out of here.
I'm so sorry.
Just go.
And it's also like, I might not have been that woman's cup. It's not that. But like, if a heckler's like, you suck, I could be like, all right, that's fine, whatever. But it's like, you are not this woman.
So you're bringing up a good point.
Have you been watching all my sets?
You would read my diary.
Did you have a diary?
No.
You had a journal.
No. I had a skateboard and attitude problem.
No. Journal? No. I tried free writing every day.
What's that? There's something.
Yeah, I mean, we're writers by
free training. Writing?
Yeah, like.
When you were a kid, I'm talking.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I said no, I didn't have one. Then I pivoted and said I did try that for.
You gonna call me a dumb bitch? What are you gonna do, huh? Tell me to shut the fuck up. Tough guy.
Yeah, just like, and then you get off and you're hot. You're like, was that?
Hold on. Why didn't the club back you up and kick them out?
I don't know. So I got off stage and I was like, hey, yo, I'm sorry about that, man.
Who went over to tell them to be quiet? The manager or a server?
Manager.
Did the manager know that you said get them the fuck out of here?
They were all in the room. And now at this point, there's like four comics in the room, the host. A manager.
You should have doubled down. No, kick her the fuck out.
What more? I mean, I don't know what more I could have done to then also not. Then also, if they
unplug
don't.
Unplug the mic and walk off stage.
If they don't, I lose all power.
That's a real pussy move.
But unplug the mic. Turn the lights out.
Walk off stage.
That's it. These are my cables. I'm taking these with me, too.
Like in Rockstar?
Sorry, I'll get you guys some new ones. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
These are my cables. I'm taking these with
me. Who was the other lead singer? The dude from Third Eye Blind, right?
I don't know. He was an actor.
Maybe it was Timothy Olyphant fan.
That exact same thing happened to me a few years ago. I was hosting a show at a club, and I tried
you
to...
You were heckling?
I was...
Yeah, you were out with your boyfriend heckling?
There was a bald guy being real mean to me.
Were you the Asian lady in the front row?
No, I did the same thing. This guy's got to go get him the fuck out. They went over, and not only did they not kick him out...
Did you give him free tickets for next week?
Free round of drinks.
Dog, the guy came up to me, and he was like, I don't know, he was real cool to me. I was like, cool to you!
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, if I say no, get him the fuck out, and they don't, I lose all power.
Which you did.
No, but if I doubled down on it.
Oh. Why? I mean, one could argue that the power was gone.
Sure, of course. But if I do it again, it's certainly
nobody
lost.
In the crowd had your back. Nobody was like, yeah, fuck you.
No. No. And
do we have this on tape anyway?
I don't know. I deleted it. I wish. They might have it.
A couple.
A couple, yeah. It's like.
Okay, so.
I'm not the guy to fucking. And then he was like, I was like, oh, shoot, sorry about that or whatever.
Who said that?
I said that when I, to the. I guess it was the host and the whatever. Because it was a scene. It was like a proper energy shifting fucking event that occurred, you know, 20% into the fucking comedy show. Also, I didn't know what to do. I was like, yo, sorry about that, but, you know, it is what it is. And he was like, no, I should have fucking said something before. I'm sorry.
Who said that?
The manager.
Should have said something to them before.
Yeah, he goes, no, I should have said something before.
But why don't they kick them out?
I don't know why
get
they
it.
Fucked. I'm like, they were in the room. It's just crazy.
Can I say this?
And the place is great. I didn't mention it, but I don't want to shit on the place. It's great. I love working there. But it's like, this is a thing with comedy. This happens at good clubs.
I don't know.
Bad
I feel
clubs,
like if I
bar shows.
I feel like if I push the issue, if I was in good standing at a place, okay. And that's, again, that's you. I've never heard that. I've known you 14 years doing comedy. I've never heard you say, get this fucking guy out of here. Get this girl out of here. I've never heard you say that. And if I did that and they didn't do what I asked, I don't think I'm going back there, to be honest with you. All right, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck this place. I'm out of here.
Sure.
But then you're screwed. You need the spats.
Need the spats.
It sucks.
Gotta work on my ha-has.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, no, you're the guy that. Plus, we've seen that happen.
What?
You know, somebody not like flexing, but like.
Sure, I mean, it's an ego. It's an ego thing, of course. But you know, it's also like
the machine marches on. If you're like, fine, I'm not coming back.
Yeah,
later.
They don't fucking need me or care if I'm there or not. Of course. No, but I think it's not an ego thing in the sense of like. Due to like newfound success or whatever, it's like it's an ego thing of like I came all the way out here to do this, and I'm here, and I'm like I'm perform like I'm a any performer deserves that respect of like,
and that's not just a person calling out once or twice. This was
that's
a
what I'm
habitual
saying. Like if somebody
thing.
Is like woo or something, I go yeah whatever. Like that's an occupational you have to deal with that. But like the issue is I. And this is where I feel the worst about it as a comic of like, I didn't try to be funny. You know what I mean? Like, when I.
Sometimes that goes out
the
window.
I know, of course. But like, it doesn't mean I have to feel good about it.
No, I understand.
It's like, yeah, I understand that will happen. That's going to happen again probably fucking, you know, 50 times in the next 2 weeks. But.
I mean, we know a lot of comics that the reaction would have been a lot stronger.
What?
We know a lot of comics that very successful comics that the response would have been. A lot stronger.
Sure, but it's also one of those things, too, of, like, if I didn't watch the first whatever, like, if I didn't know this was repetitive behavior, I wouldn't have reacted that way. I went up kind of hoppy and, like, who the fuck, what gives you the right to fucking do that? You know what I mean? Like, and I'm just supposed to sit here and fucking tap dance for you while you get to do whatever the fuck you want to do and say whatever you say while, like, people who are up here, like, this is people's jobs.
It would be like going to a concert with an amp and a guitar you plug in.
Yeah. And just being like, just like throwing it out, throwing out a note every now and then, hitting a power chord.
And then what? You just left?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I hung out for a little bit.
And that's all they said. Hey, sorry about that. It was.
Yeah, I blame them for not saying anything to begin with, but like their etiquette afterwards was like, yeah, sorry, we should have fucking done, you know.
You didn't ask how come you didn't kick him out when I asked you to?
No, because it's like, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, just fucking sucked. And then you're like, did I do it? Is there a better way to do that? Like, that's
of
like.
Of course, but.
I know, but it's just like, that you feel guilty. You're like, what the fuck? I wasn't even trying to be funny. I just fucking lost it. What the fuck's wrong with, like, all that anxiety starts fucking dumping of, like, you know.
Now,
like
if they would have kicked the people out.
Yeah.
If they would have kicked the people out, if the guys come on, you got to go outside, and you would have somewhat slowly gotten the show back on track. Listen. So they get kicked out. You slowly get you start to build a little thing. The host comes up. Now he gets it. Then the next guy, all right, now we're cooking. So you started that groundwork.
Sure.
You wouldn't have really had that guilt and stuff like that when you got the thing because the plan would have went accordingly.
I mean, I think it.
Am I making sense here?
Sure, of course. No, I think I don't view the guilt.
They iced you.
The guilt for me isn't. Or the guilt or anxiety, whatever it is, isn't from me like ruining the show. The guilt is like I acted not good.
You let your emotions
your
emotions get the better of you. You told somebody outside the family what you were thinking.
I screamed. You know, I yelled at somebody repeatedly. That's not, regardless if it's deserved or not, when you do that, it's you're not like, all right, cool. Like, I'm just going to go on my day. That's like a.
I didn't want to say anything, but somebody told me that you started crying. That's what you should do. Just start crying. I'm doing that next time. I'm going to start crying.
Sure. But I would argue.
Anyway, you guys ever had pistachio ice cream? This stuff's crazy.
What's the deal with rum raisin? I can cry on cue, too.
Right.
Fake a heart attack, cry on cue.
But I would argue I did. The show did benefit from me doing that, because I'm assuming.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a hot one.
I did get them back towards the end. I mean, I had to do another 7 minutes, dude, or something. She yelled out after, like, it was like my second or third bit.
She didn't say a word.
Didn't say a word.
Did he laugh?
She follows me on Twitter now. No, I didn't. I wasn't like delivering my jokes to them. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That would be great if you did.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? this guy knows what I'm talking
after
about.
After all that, it would have been great. You've been like, so where are you guys from?
Yeah. But I did get
gotta
him
go
back with
great joker him. Crazy.
I go. This was, I was like, sorry, guys, I'm having a bad day or something, and I let it get the best of me, and I was like, no, I'm joking, my day was fucking awesome, this is the worst part of my day, and like, that did really well. I'm like, I got like 3 blowjobs earlier today, and that killed. I'm like, yeah, they were great guys, that killed. So I started doing it, and then I started doing well, and Dr. Rubinoff was there, an unbiased whatever, and he was like, you got them back, like, you know. You got them back.
You really lost it for
that was a lot. That's what I got. But it's like, what the fuck? It's like
sometimes you got to get real, baby.
It's also like that person caught, you know, 3 years of me wanting of like building up to like,
yeah,
3 different, you know, that was like 15 people or something. And me being like, just shut the fuck up. Just shut up. That was me yelling at you.
You can tell me to shut the fuck up whenever you want.
Every now and again, the fights you have in your head in the shower sneak out into the public.
It's one of those. That's what happened, for sure. For sure, for sure.
I lose some of those fights in the shower, which is weird. You would think I would win them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I lose some.
Yeah. But I have another piece of information.
I stabbed a bus driver.
He didn't stop.
You have another.
It said it was a local.
I pulled the cord. You have another piece of information.
Yeah, get out of here.
Well, I don't like this. You got the phone in front of the laptop.
Mm-hmm. Picture in picture, baby. Toby just texted me too. Hachi machi.
Well, I don't like this at all. Cut this. I'm leaving.
No, I just texted him the time. We were good.
Yeah, the time of the incident.
Don't do that.
Why would that do?
It pops.
Stop. I mean, yeah, just don't unplug stuff.
For the audio listener, I unplugged and plugged my microphone back in. A reference to a bit that we made a couple of minutes ago. It's what we call a callback.
Oh, I didn't get the bit. You must be a bad actor.
Hmm. Can you stop? You're ruining the show right now. Can you stop talking? Can we get this guy out of here? Toby, throw this guy out. If I asked you to throw Kevin out, would you throw him out?
Sorry about the fat guy. Here's two free tickets for the next show.
How about a round of drinks, huh? Is this your lovely wife?
You son of a bitch. Is this your lovely wife? Seems like a beautiful girl.
I just picture him with a pen. Like, oh, what's your lovely wife's name? Hey, tell him Don sang
it. He's one of our new guys.
That would have been really funny. Oh, man. If the manager, your bucket of champagne.
Yeah. I picture him like Zelensky. Use the ice to ice down your marbles.
I love that.
I got an
if
email.
If that ever happens and a friend of mine is on stage and he asks the people to get kicked out, like,
I'm
don't
sending
kick
over
them
a
out.
Drink.
I'm sending over a bottle of champagne. I mean, that's fucking awesome.
Wild.
He's bombing. You just hear the ching.
I get an email. I got a couple emails. I got a couple of emails from the same person regarding the same thing.
Is this against me? Is this bad? Listen, man, I'm on my wit's end right here. You're going to hit me over the head with something? If it's snacks on a credit card at the hotel, it wasn't me. I put everything on one room. Right. I just got some waters.
All right, he's crazy, but I'm thinking the same stuff.
No, I don't. Oh, let me read the email.
Now you got to submit this to the court. You don't just show up with evidence. What is this, Tammany Hall? Let's go.
This guy's got surprise witnesses.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
This says hi H. I received it.
I experimented in college. I mean, what the fuck, man? Everybody did. It was the 90s. I played lacrosse. I had a good body. So did the other guys. What's wrong with that? I got to sit here and deal with this?
Hi, H. You were on our website a while back.
Nuh-uh.
Look, I swear to God. Hi, H. You were on our website a while back looking at owning a franchise. There's a popular, fast-growing restaurant franchise. Are you looking into franchises? You did just say you want to invest in some stuff, and I've been getting these emails that I haven't brought to your attention.
Well, that sounds like it'd be Grindr or something like that. What's the name of the restaurant?
Teriyaki Madness. I swear to God, dude. Be your own boss, serving up big old bowls of goodness at Terry with a Teriyaki Madness franchise.
Does Teriyaki franchise really exist? Teriyaki Madness franchise really exists.
T-Bone, get on that.
No, I haven't done that.
Are you sure?
I would remember a Teriyaki Madness.
He caught it in Cleveland in 08. Nothing on that.
Caught it in Saigon.
Bad boy.
I keep getting follow-ups. I mean, hey, H, I'm reaching out again because we don't take our recommendations lightly. We believe that.
Wait, what email is this going to? AYG?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I'm reaching out again, H, because we don't take our recommendations lightly. We believe that Teriyaki Madness can be the entrepreneurial vehicle that helps you achieve your financial and lifestyle goals. Are you ready to talk Teriyaki Madness?
Holy hell.
Where are they at, Toby?
There's one in New Jersey.
Okay.
Who owns it?
It doesn't say. Patty Foldy?
this whole thing's a setup. I'm just starting to pull the string on this sweater here. This thing's going to come unraveling real quick.
Newark, New Jersey. They got one.
Never heard of it.
Are you ready to join the madness?
Jesus Christ. This is their website. The madness is everywhere. We're like your ex. We pop up just about everywhere. All right, psycho.
Yeah, there's something shifty about these. I've never heard of them, and I'm a big teriyaki guy.
Also,
some would say I'm mad about it.
Also, they got 8 locations.
They're really pushing them.
Dude, the
benefits of it, franchise owners of this business have a flexible daily schedule. They have a satisfying work-life balance and validate well. They make
None
enough money to work
true,
their own
anyway.
Business, not in it. The franchise has helped them build a reputation for quality services in their hometown. That could be good for you. You'd be creating local jobs.
I don't think so.
Many of the best franchise owners are corporate refugees that took the leap to entrepreneurship. I'm just telling you, think about it.
Tell this guy to shut the fuck up. My name's not even associated with that website. Why is it with that email? Why is it addressed to me?
I don't know.
You're on the front page of the website as customer of the year.
Hi, I'm H. Foley, and I've eaten more teriyaki than anybody else in the state of New Jersey.
I would like some answers here.
It's you in a straitjacket with sauce all over your face. He's got the teriyaki, man.
I want to. You always accuse you accuse me of you know, of insider trading and backdoor deals and skimming and cooking the books.
No,
meanwhile, nobody's ever came across my desk with some with teriyaki madness opportunity investments.
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't know anything about it.
That's you're just gonna lie like that.
I don't know anything. I honestly I don't know. I'll put my hand on your penis if you want.
If you can, good luck finding it.
I don't know anything about teriyaki madness. I don't even have. I don't even have access to that email.
This is what I think happened.
Go ahead.
You and Patty are trying to figure out ways to fucking bamboozle me and make yourselves in a better position, and you slipped up. You fucked up. You put the wrong email address down. They're calling you H. This is someone you've spoken to.
This is
casual. They're not even saying Henry. H.
This is 100% true. What I'm going to tell you right now,
uh-huh.
I don't know what that email address is. I don't know what our email address is. I mean, I could guess it, but I don't know what it exactly is. And I've certainly never. Is there any sent emails from that email address?
You wouldn't have to send them. You could just, if you were, hey, email me here. By accident, you gave me, you slipped up. Everybody slips up. Everybody slips up. Mm-mm. And that's when I pounce.
Mm-mm. I don't know anything about it, man.
For now, we got Fat Court and Franchise Court. Get to the bottom of this.
So this could be a probe of some kind of phishing scam, right?
I doubt it. I think it's just a bad salesman that, like, your name somehow got put up in a database or they bought a list of fucking whatever. It's probably a guy. It's, you know, they probably have a list of fat bastards who eat a lot of fucking teriyaki, and then they email and be like, hey.
You're number one on top 10 new money fat asses.
Yeah, why don't you get high on your own supply? Cut out the middleman.
I do owe LabCorp $65.
Oh, man, those guys are relentless.
They tried to knock my credit score because of that.
You can't do that.
Yeah, it got switched over. I have one little knock. Didn't affect the score, but it was an alert. Capital One's actually all right, even though I shit on them all the time. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I do know that when I parted ways with you gentlemen in the great city of St. Louis, shout out to it. Uh-huh. Shout out to Springfield, Missouri. Shout out to Kansas City.
Missouri's all right. My kind of peeps.
Mizzou's all right. Nice little drive. The Great Plains out there.
Yeah.
Gateway to the West.
It was good. I saw a very small portion of the arch.
Or Dog Door to the East. Huh? Pretty good. I have an old pair of earbuds, which I had forgotten.
Oh, Kippy's credit, 703.
Nice. Officially look at you.
In the sevens.
And after that check, $6.99.
No. It's a soft check. Damn. There we go.
Congrats.
Nice, buddy.
We're all over 700.
Did you
get? No, he's down.
645. I was down. I
started at 545 was my credit. Pretty cool. Look at that.
I was down.
Maturity.
I'm climbing back out of it right now.
I'm afraid to check. I was 790.
Damn. Just got an astronaut. What? You
left? Left?
Yeah.
5:30 in the morning, I'm at the St. Louis airport, whatever it was.
Okay.
Bought a pair of the, I got a new pair of earbuds.
I did the same thing. We might have went to the same store.
I got them at Hudson News.
Me too. No, I got them at the place next door.
And these motherfuckers, I still have three stitches, banged me over the head.
Yeah.
I definitely paid at least $150 over retail.
Yeah. I got bamboozled. And they gave me the old ones. I have like the first generation ones.
Here's the thing. I don't,
I need
how
them
do
too.
I put this? I put these things in my ears on the plane, and you know that hum on the plane? It went away
But it didn't go away because I put them in the ears. Something happened because you put them in the ears and all of a sudden it goes.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum. It's like you're getting sucked in. It's like zero gravity.
I don't know what kind of fucking voodoo shit or what the fuck's going on. I don't trust these
things. Feels like you're underwater.
I don't trust them at all.
You can turn it off. You can turn that off.
It's actually pretty awesome. They are, and they stick in your ear perfectly.
There's like a suction when you put them in. It goes, it really, dude, yeah.
Do you have AirPod, what are they called? AirPod Pros?
No, I have the regular ones. I lost them. I got to upgrade.
I did the Pros.
It's my favorite thing in the world for when you guys get, like, quality technology, and you're like, can you believe this stuff works great? It's like, of course it does.
So what is it? Because here's the thing.
Soundbar next.
I could. If you walked up to me and said, hey, Foley, what's going on? I would hear you, but it's all the bullshit else it cancels out. I feel like I'm in the zone when I have them on. Like, I feel like I'm in a deprivation tank. I'm focused. But I could still hear you.
Yeah, they have the active noise cancellation, and they also have the pass-through mode. So you can
You're not in pass-through mode. You got to actively change that to pass-through.
What's
where it
pass-through?
Lets some stuff in and some stuff out.
I'm telling you, I could hear if the flight attendant came over and asked me if I wanted anything.
Yeah, I think it's just canceling out a certain, like, decibel level of whatever.
It was wild that the... that like the you know the air conditioning sound of the airplane went away.
Yeah, I thought I was having a fucking panic attack when I put them in. It scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm. Nice flight back.
Yeah.
Although
what?
I got home and my brother's boy who flew up from Costa Rica, he moved down there about a year ago with his family, told me a harrowing tale of an American Airlines flight, which I was on.
Mm-hmm.
It's real dicey.
I don't want to hear it then.
You sure?
Yeah.
Toby?
No.
I got to tell you now.
No, you don't.
The homies want to know.
They can Google it.
Yeah, you're the one who did it.
They can DM you.
Hit me up. I'll tell you the story.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, shut up, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Me?
You got a fucking 8-hour flight tomorrow. You're giving me the heebie-jeebies. Ooh. Lufthansa business class.
Yeah, they're tight. They're tight.
All right, stop. What are you doing?
Lufthansa's great. I'm just saying.
Shut up. Change the subject.
I'll be jerking off the whole flight. What time are you leaving? I'll be taking myself for a ride to Pound Town. Kidding. I've never.
Is that where you want to be when Jesus comes back? Tugging on your little root like that?
They used to tell me that. Is that what you'd want Jesus to see when he comes back?
Like he's going to walk into your room with party subs?
Oh! Don't you fucking knock?
What the fuck?
You didn't see the sock on the door, dickhead? What are you doing? I'm glad you're here, but give me a... And save me a half of that turkey. Woo-wee! Yeah, those earbuds. I was freaked out wearing them.
Yeah?
Yeah, for a minute. But then they really, because my other ones, I don't know if wax built up in the left one, they weren't as powerful. I'm at the age where I want if I'm listening to my tunes in my headphones, I want it fucking bumping. Take my hearing a little bit. I want it fucking cranking. I don't want to be trying to fucking hit the juice.
Sure, I get you.
And I think there's also a governor somewhere on there that I can take up a notch, right? Somewhere in the app or in the settings or something?
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
I'm just agreeing to keep the show moving.
Yeah, there's an idiot button.
I figure he would know. He's the resident hacker around here.
I was poking around in the Pentagon earlier.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Trying to get a hit out on Joe Burrow. This guy's a bust.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Thanks, gang. We fucking love you. Shout out to the homies, the $10 homies, the $20 homies, the $50 homies. Love seeing you on the road. Love all the support.
Love seeing you on the road. Get those tickets for Boston and Providence.
One of my favorite things.
We added second shows in two cities. Let's fucking go. Sell them ball.
And they're only an hour apart, so we might have to need a little help.
New material, having a good time. Great jokes, good times. Love yous.
Love yous.
Peace.